For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley, dogs add some players. Let's talk about them and tell us about what you know about these guys. They add a linebacker, a D lineman, and a running back. Who are these guys?
Yeah, Georgia very aggressive in the transfer portal on Sunday night. I know most of us are wrapping up Easter, and you see they get three commitments all at once. Elam Adozie is an outside linebacker from Army. This is a guy that of the three they brought in, I think has a chance to have the biggest impact on next year's team. There's been no secret that pass rushing has been a need for this team, and Adozie fits that as an outside linebacker. Led Army in sacks last season with 6.5, and I know there's some concern about you know, the competition that he's playing in the American, but this is a guy who for a large part of his football career was a wide receiver. And so for him to make this transition later in his football career to the defensive side and for Georgia to see enough there, I think that should excite a lot of people. It's also worth noting he's got 2 years of eligibility, so he is not going to be a one-and-done type player unless he just has an awesome season and ends up turning himself into an NFL draft pick. Joshua McCray, a running back from Illinois, led Illinois in rushing last year. 10 touchdowns in the Big Ten is not nothing to raise your nose at. And this is a Georgia running back room where I still believe Nate Frazier is going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy that leads the team in rushing. But I do think they needed a complementary back as well. And I think McCray does that. He brings a physicality to this position. And if you're looking for upside, his best game last season came against an SEC team in South Carolina when he ran for 113 yards and a touchdown in the bowl game. And then the third piece, defensive lineman Joshua Horton, another veteran, another depth piece on that defensive line. He's got some familiarity because he was high school teammates with Bo Hewley and Dontrell Glover at Langston Hughes High School in the Atlanta area. So a guy that Georgia knows. They feel good about betting on him. And as we've seen with Georgia, you just never have enough quality defensive linemen. And so they believe they got that. And, you know, there, I would say outside linebacker and running back were the two big needs for Georgia in the transfer portal this spring. And they crossed both of them off on Sunday night. And so it was effective business done by Kirby Smart.
So, again, it's interesting. A guy from a service academy, a guy from Illinois, and a guy from Miami coming to Georgia. It is our man, Connor Riley. How much, and I don't know if you know the particulars, but was all this part about a sweeter deal when it comes to NIL to lure these guys to Athens?
I definitely think so. And when you consider as well, like these weren't the only players that Georgia hosted this weekend, but for these players to get these deals done without really taking visits elsewhere and seeing what else might be out there, I think that speaks to Georgia hitting their internal number in terms of what the players were looking for. And look, Georgia is never going to be the most aggressive team in the NIL front so long as Kirby Smart is the head coach there. Whether you look at Oregon, Texas A&M, Miami, there are schools that are just going to be more willing to throw money around when it comes to NIL. But at the same point in time, Georgia has shown they're going to be aggressive in going after players that they believe can help them. And I think they got the top outside linebacker prospect in this transfer portal cycle, and they got the top running back so far to go in. So I think they feel very good about getting what they wanted out of this transfer portal and knowing that that was going to cost a certain amount of change, but at the same point in time, not spending so wildly that it leads to a lot of questions like you've seen with Miami and Carson Beck and then Tennessee with Nico Iamaleava situation.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're talking with our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Guys, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and you know, this is where you enhance your team. We said it. They're not going to go get 30 guys in the portal, but you go get a couple of guys that you feel like can help you. And from what it sounds like, these guys can help be productive with what you already have. Hey, let's talk a little bit, Connor, coming off of, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the spring game and all of that. And I asked you what the Dogs learned and what Kirby learned about his team. Where are they lacking? I mean, you addressed some of this stuff in the portal, but are these the areas that he felt like they were lacking, or these depth moves? How do you view this?
I think outside linebacker was an area where they were lacking, but I would say probably running back and defensive line were depth moves. The area, in my opinion right now, where I just have the most questions is on the offensive line. That's just something that Georgia is never going to be able to get in the transfer portal because there just aren't quality offensive linemen, in my opinion, that are consistently entering the transfer portal. And look, Georgia's offensive line was not up to standard last year. And I recognize in saying that there's a very good chance that they have four guys drafted in this week's NFL draft. And so you wonder, what was the disconnect there? Because it's clear that the NFL views these guys as individually talented players, but as a unit, they didn't play up to it. And, you know, coming out of spring practice, they were dealing with injuries there on that line, once again, which were so prevalent a year ago. And you're never going to get a great glimpse of the offensive line in a spring game when you can't hit the opposing quarterback and you're not really running the ball a whole lot. Georgia's offensive line, they just has to be better. They have to do a better job of running and opening up rushing lanes because Trevor Etienne, even with a disappointing season, given what his expectations were, is still going to be a mid-round NFL draft pick. And I know a lot of people like Nate Frazier as well. This offensive line is going to face questions in terms of what it can do and what its ceiling is. Well into the SEC schedule, you know, they open with Tennessee in the middle of September and then they host Alabama at the end of the month there. They're going to have to play well in those games if they're going to win. And I mentioned ceiling earlier. The ceiling of this year's offensive line will determine what the ceiling is for Georgia as a team, because if they struggle like they did last year, it's going to be another frustrating season for the Georgia football program.
Well, as MJ reminds us, the ceiling is the roof. It is Connor Riley with us, guys, here talking about the Dogs. You mentioned guys going to the draft. I read in Sports Illustrated this morning that some teams concerned about Mykel Williams and his pro day or his individual workouts where perhaps the ankle was still a problem. And is the ankle still a problem, as best you know?
Yeah, when I got a chance to look at him at G-Day, he didn't look like the 6'5 Adonis that he had always sort of looked like in his time at Georgia. And you wonder, you know, just how long this ankle has lingered now, because it got hurt the first week of the season at Labor Day. So you wonder just what this looks like. And so much of Mykel's draft status and reputation was built on, well, he's going to be a wonderful athlete. And I don't believe he's shown that in testing. And so I think that leads to what you're seeing a little bit of is a slide with him where, you know, I remember we were talking in March pre-combine, late February, you know, is Mykel going to be a player that the Falcons could potentially draft there at 15? As we sit here on Monday of the draft, I think that the Falcons are going to have a chance to draft Mykel Williams. And based on how Mykel has done in this pre-draft process, I wonder if the Falcons are going to pass on him just because he hasn't done everything to answer the questions that sort of surround him, because he didn't have great production at Georgia. And if you don't have great production and you're not showing teams in the most important draft interviews that you're this elite athlete, then are you just what you were, your production says you were in college? Because if that's the case, if we're going off production, Mykel Williams, a first-round draft pick, is not.
Interesting. All right, Connor, as we move forward, tell us what the calendar looks like, what's coming up next for the Dogs as far as football's concerned, what are Kirby and the staff, what's the next big thing?
Yeah, so I think that there's an interesting, you know, time right now as we sort of wait to see what the house settlement looks like from the NCAA that has still not been agreed to. The assumption is that that will get done, and that will then go into effect July 1st. May is a very big recruiting month. Five-star quarterback Jared Curtis is set to announce his decision on May 5th between Georgia and Oregon. I still don't believe a decision has been finally made there. And how that Curtis decision goes is going to shape how the rest of Georgia's recruiting sort of cycle goes and looks. And so in this modern age of recruiting, you know, in the old days you used to think, let's all wait and get it done and really start paying attention around National Signing Day. Now teams are trying to get this done earlier than ever, and with the House settlement looming with that July 1 date where that's where enforcement begins for NIL deals, I wonder if that recruiting calendar is going to get sped up even further, because it certainly looks that way as we sit here at the end of April.
Interesting. All right. We will wait to see. That's a big ruling. No timetable, though, right? I mean, no date has been set. Like, when we got to wait till fall? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, there's been, you know, both sides have come together and sent back a proposal to Judge Wilkin, but there's been no, like, set deadline as far as right now in terms of when that is finally going to be approved and what that ultimately looks like. We know the original
proposed July 1 is sort of the start date and all of that, but until the settlement finally gets approved,
Connor, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. We the last part of that you cut out there. I think the phone change or something. But he said we're still waiting on the date, Mike, and that's the unfortunate thing.
And some
thing.
Teams are being proactive around college football, and that's why we saw like West Virginia clipping a bunch of guys trying to keep that roster under 100 because they're assuming you're going to have a salary cap to work with and you're going to just be less. No, the gray shirt thing will be gone, the walk-on phenomenon.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It'll be kind of going away. Exactly.